Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, as we are live here, the first big story is it is a football Friday, and the Texans are 2-0, and we are live here at Aranda's Sports Grill inside of Taqueria's Aranda's. So come on out, right off Shepherd. Come on out and listen, even if the parking lot may be full, because, you know, this is a spot people want to get to, you can still park across the street and come right on over. They will walk you right on over. You can walk right over and get in and have your chance to win tickets. We've already hooked somebody up with a pair of Iowa State at Houston Cougar tickets, and we've got multiple prizes, including two $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and five gift cards also here, right here to Aranda Sports Bar and Grill. So you can win anything and everything. All you got to do is show up in here and put your name in the raffle box. All right, Clint, yesterday it was Kikuchi night.
Who?
Kikuchi night. You say Kikuchi.
I say Kikuchi.
Okay. I don't know that's right. I think his name is Yusei.
Oh.
You've just added that in.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I see you. Number two for Sean Pendergast. I'm going to keep count.
it's a little smaller than the first one.
Yeah, smaller. Yeah. He went Tyler.
He went with the tall and narrow instead of the short stocky.
He went with the Tyler on that second one. Kikuchi last night. He wins as he goes six innings, Clint, and they improve to 9-0 behind Kikuchi. And I got to tell you, my man's John Singleton with a big hit there late as well. He is he and Kikuchi. Kikuchi is trying to make a move to be the third starter in this team's playoff rotation. And for me, I think he will be the guy. We'll see what Verlander does tonight. I don't know if Verlander throws a perfect game or a shutout or something like that, 9 innings. Maybe it may change some people's minds, but Kikuchi would be my guy. But I think Big John, with a huge game-winning double, two-run double, I think Big John is trying to put himself in a place where maybe he gets him some postseason starts at first base.
Yeah, look, I would not be disappointed in it. I'm a firm believer in getting your best offensive lineup in the ball game, and I'll sacrifice a little defense for it. But I'll be honest, with John Singleton, outside of the entertainment value of him bat flipping infield flies that he'll hit sometimes, I mean, I love, he's easy to root for. But I all joke, just on the baseball side of things, like, I know his numbers aren't what some of the other guys that they've thrown in at first base are at the plate, right? But very rarely have I felt like he was overmatched or overwhelmed and didn't have a chance at the plate. You know, there's some guys you see that, especially those kind of spot players that aren't everyday starters, sometimes you see him go against some of these better starters in the league, and they'll run up against a pitcher that's got his best stuff, and boy, you just go, hell, he's swinging at whatever. It's like, looks like he's closing his eyes and swinging. He doesn't have a chance. I don't know that I've ever felt that way about John. Now, he's coming out of his damn shoes to swing a lot of times, but I don't know that I've seen him overwhelmed. So look, man,
he doesn't have bad at bats.
Correct.
Right. Like,
yep.
He's somebody that gets on. He'll walk. He'll take pitches. I think he falls in that category we've talked about. Hey, man, you just want some solid ABs at the very least. I think he falls into that category of at bats. Like, now, if he's going to play Clint every day over 162, I think he gets exposed, and I think maybe he's not quite an everyday player. But I could see a scenario, Clint, where, all right, game two of a series, he gets the start at first base,
yeah,
and they go that way because, A, defensively he's pretty good, or, you know, and he could come up with some hits and get some at bats. Like, for me, if you remember last year in one of the comebacks they had against the Rangers, the game that Dusty was ejected, he worked a walk in front of Altuve that went, in terms of Altuve hitting that home run that took the lead. He worked a walk because he does have good plate appearances. So I
got faith in him, Ron. I would have no problem with him playing first base. Like, I mean, I think the Caratini
thing.
And
I mean in the playoffs. In the postseason.
Absolutely. Look, I think the Caratini thing is, you know, I think it's something to watch from a standpoint of is he really going to swing it as well as he swung it all year long? I mean, it's been impressive. I mean, you talk about clutch. I mean, his first run of at bats here were the walk off home run, the walk off single. I mean, it was one of those where pretty quickly he was like, "Damn, you got to get this guy in the lineup." In the long haul, is his bat one that you just have to have in the lineup so bad to where John Singleton doesn't play first base and Diaz does? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm just saying I don't think it's as clear cut as one would think, because again, I think John's probably swinging a little better than people expected, and I think Caratini probably early on with the success he had and the production he had at the plate, I think was probably going to be difficult for him to continue throughout a whole season.
Yeah. By the way, I think maybe Dana Brown has maybe entered into the space of close to "in Dana we trust." This move, for I think some Astros fans, this
Kikuchi move,
I think a lot of people potentially are going to look at that and be like, hey, all right, that was his move. That was the move everybody questioned. And it has not only been good. I mean, he's 9 strikeouts and 1 walk again today.
Yeah.
And then 9-0. They just win when he pitches. I think a lot of people, any of the thoughts, the deep thoughts every time he makes a decision, I think that has changed with this move. And that is big for him, because I think people were questioning big time.
Well, Dana won by default when Bagwell's 2 moves and it didn't work out real well, right? And Crane's paying. So all of a sudden, everybody said,
"Well,
hell,
compare him to him."
Oh yeah. So Dana won by default there, and then all of a sudden he's got, you know, a couple of, like you said, the Kikuchi move. Not only have I got to say Kikuchi 4,000 times on the radio, which for some reason tickles me every damn time, and I love it.
Some reason you can't figure out the reason why.
Yeah, Kikuchi's I just can't understand, and why most of the time we start talking about it, the guys around the room start smirking a little bit. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. Look at Andy smirking. Say it. Kikuchi. Look at Andy.
You can't even keep a straight face, man. It's hard.
And we're going to leave it. He's going to say, "You can't even keep a straight face," and then pause at "it's hard." And then stop.
Yeah, man. It's, I tell you, it's been that move. I mean, is it still arguably, or is it just simply been the best move made at the deadline?
I haven't studied every team and the moves they've made. It is hard to find a guy that was struggling big time in his previous stop to come over and be 9-0. And give you quality starts damn near every time out. Maybe not the 6 innings, but I'm talking three runs or less. But I'm talking about quality starts to give you a chance. He gives his team a chance every night at the floor, and then at the top where he's just dominant. So that was big. With their win last night, Clint, the magic number is down to 5. They have a 5-game lead in the division. The magic number is down to 5 for them. to go ahead and capture the AL West. So they'll continue tonight. JV on the mound tonight. Of course, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. But the Astros get a big W behind Kikuchi.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, those of you just getting here, we announced this a little bit earlier, but the injury report for the Texans and the Vikings are out. The major one with the Vikings is Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson will play in this game. He's practiced all week, and he is going to be a go. But the report for the Texans is a little different. There are five players who have injury designations going into this game. The questionable ones: Jarrett Patterson, who did not practice today but did practice Thursday with that calf issue. Jarrett Patterson, he started at center last week for the injured Juice Scruggs. He is listed as questionable. MJ Stewart, who has missed the last two games, he has practiced all week. He is listed as questionable with a knee. And then Juice Scruggs, he practiced the last 2 days. He is also listed as questionable with that groin. You remember, they tried to do a game. It was a game-time decision. Wasn't able to get out there. The two big ones here, Damian Pierce, he is listed as out. He is not going to play. Your backup running back is out of this game with that hamstring. And then Joe Mixon is listed as doubtful. Doubtful to play in this game. So your top two running backs, by this and by the way that most injury reports go, when you didn't practice all week and you're listed as doubtful, it looks like their top two tailbacks, according to their depth chart, are going to be out, and it's going to be Cam Akers, it's going to be Dare Ogunbowale, and maybe a little British Brooks. But it looks like the Texans' backfield won't be there, but potentially their centers will be.
I can get real jacked up about Cam Akers being the guy. I'm excited about watching him. I think his ability to help the team in the run game, obviously, when it's there and when it's not there, with the vision, the cutback ability that was showcased in the preseason, the ability to catch a football out of the backfield. I think we do lose something. When you lose Joe Mixon, you obviously lose that top tier back, but you also lose something in the pass protection game. Although Cam Akers is a veteran, I don't believe he's at the same level as Joe Mixon in that category. But we've seen Bobby Slowick and CJ Stroud overcome bigger problems. So I'm be honest with you, I'm not real concerned about the running back position. Again, I'll say it again. I know it says doubtful for Joe Mixon, but it wouldn't shock me if we didn't see him try to give it a go on Sunday in Minnesota. The big one here, though, again, we've said it a million times, Juice Scruggs. If he can't go, obviously Patterson didn't practice, so the guy that was your starter last week is out. You got to go with Kendrick Green, which is a third-string center backup guard, and you could have your hands full right there with that one.
Yeah, and you said it this week, and I agree with you. For the one-game scenario, and what Cam Akers has shown is a veteran where you at least feel like, you know, he'll give you a chance.
Yeah.
You would rather have your offensive line in one piece. You would rather have the five guys you planned on having in a one-game scenario, because you could say that Cam Akers is a poor man's version of Joe Mixon, right? He's a guy that runs the zone pretty well. He can catch the ball out of the backfield as well and make plays. So you would rather have, and I think for pass protection as well, because the first two games, the Bears and the Colts were able to get hits on CJ. CJ's been hit 15 times and sacked, I think, 6 or 7 times as well in the first two games. So you would love to have your full offensive line that have been working together most of the time to be able to protect, not just run the football. Because I think that the protection thing, that's something that is at the top of the list of things of, hey, this is what they need to improve on in the first 2 weeks. So you would rather have Juice Scruggs, and it seems like there was some breakdowns with Patterson in there. In the game against the Bears.
Well, not even some breakdowns. It's just a far lesser player. No disrespect, but you're just talking about, I mean, Juice Scruggs has got a chance to be special at that position. I mean, one of the better guys in the league at that position. I know it's premature. It's a little bit early, but I just firmly believe that the trajectory that he's on, if he can stay healthy, man, he is he is a problem in the middle, and a problem for defense is not as much, obviously, for the Texans. I really like him inside. I love him in the run game. So hopefully he's healthy. Hopefully he's full going, and we don't have to talk about this next week. We help Dan, hopefully we don't have to deal with it Sunday.
Yeah, hope not. Again, once again, the injury report, Joe Mixon listed as doubtful. Damian Pierce listed as out for this game. And then three are questionable. Jarrett Patterson, Juice Scruggs, and MJ Stewart, all listed as questionable for this game against the Vikings.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, Clint, a little Thursday night football. The Jets go ahead. This game was never close, never really in doubt. They win 24-3 over New England. Drake May entered the game and was almost greeted with a pick immediately as soon as he entered this game with his first pass. But to me, this was about the Jets and in particular Aaron Rodgers. And I said it to you yesterday, Clint, I want to see the Aaron Rodgers that is one of the greatest of all time. If there is still, you know, great elite level Aaron Rodgers, I want to start to see that. We said it. He hasn't thrown for 300 yards in 24 straight games. He has struggled here of late, hasn't looked like himself. As you said yesterday, looked like a guy who hadn't played in over a year. Well, yesterday they looked good. They looked on target against a pretty good defense, what we've seen the first couple of weeks with the Patriots. He's 27 of 35, didn't get to 300 yards, almost did. 281, two touchdowns, zero picks. That looked like the Aaron Rodgers, closer to the Aaron Rodgers that we know.
Yeah, damn sure did look like him. I mean, you want to talk about the guy that gets the ball out as quick as anybody, that the ability to be in total control of the offense, get it out quick. I think one of the more impressive things about Aaron Rodgers last night was clearly the Achilles as well, because he was moving around and wasn't shying away from moving around and moving around full speed. And he's just absolute deadly when he's outside the pocket. If you look at New York, Ron, and you look at what they did in the pass game. Now, the run game was complimentary. They rushed for 133 yards. But when you look at the pass game, Alan Lazard was able to eat. Mike Williams was able to eat. Garrett Wilson was able to eat a little bit. And Tyler Conklin, the tight end, was their leading receiver. So the way that they were able to spread the football around as well was big in typical Aaron Rodgers fashion. That was an impressive outing for the Jets overall. And it was a really impressive outing for Aaron Rodgers after that season-ending injury last year. And a slow start to this year, looking like they didn't go to training camp for the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah. Big for them. The defense
looked
really good, too.
I needed that, by the way. That's the Aaron Rodgers I needed when I said MVP and Super Bowl champ. That's the Aaron Rodgers I needed right there.
Yeah, it was good. Their offense moved and – and look, the combination of Mike Williams, he just threw up for him to go get.
He wants that one back. That last touchdown that would have made it 28.
Yeah.
He kind of underthrew him a little bit. Aaron wants that one back. I mean, because Mike, if they get Williams going on terms of those fights, he caught a back shoulder last night.
Loves to throw.
Oh, no question. He's the best in the league at it. Him and Devontae Adams were as good as any combo in the league. But if they get Mike Williams going on some of those 50-50 balls, which he caught one last night, if they get their timing and location right on them fades, it's going to be hard to stop, man, because they got a nice thing going offensively. At least they did last night.
Yeah. It was a really good performance from the Jets, something that they needed to do as they went there. As I said, their defense looked pretty good. The Patriots, that's the first time the Patriots looked like the Patriots that we thought were going to look like this year. Boy, I mean, they couldn't protect Jacoby Brissett. I don't think Tyler won on that. Jacoby Brissett, 13 and a half yards rushing.
Tyler was 2 for 5 last night.
So you checked it out.
I checked it out.
Hey, did he get a Breece Hall?
No.
God, he was close.
It'll piss you off because it was 30 and a half and Breece had 29.
I was going to say, because I saw him in the passing game a lot. So Tyler, damn, boy. Man, maybe the Astros really were big for him last night. I'm not sure.
He hit the Jets first half, and I can't remember the other one that he hit.
He had about five bets going.
He had five of them going. It's 2 for 5.
Yeah. 2 for 5. All right. Listen, we've got reports on what's happening with the potential running game for the Texans, and clearly that has been kind of the litmus test for this offense the first 2 weeks. Their offense looked a lot better when they ran the football. They didn't run the football. They struggled against the Bears. The question is, now that we kind of see that it looks like it's going to be Cam Akers and Dare Ogunbowale, what should be the expectations for the Texans' run game as they head into Minneapolis to play the Minnesota Vikings? We'll discuss that coming up.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's right. We have multiple prizes to give away. Yes, the margarita is delicious. Thank you so much, ma'am. We have many, many prizes. We've hooked people up here in the last couple of breaks. You could be a part of that. You can win one of the two $25 gift cards to Academy Sports Bar and Grill. We've got some more gift cards. What did I say? Sports Bar and Grill? I mixed them up.
You Academy Sports Bar
and
Grill. Check
that. Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm sorry. That's an easy one. Because I'm about to say Sports Bar and Grill just now.
Hey, here, if they ain't ever done it, they don't understand. I get it, man.
You got two of those coming up here where you have a chance to win. Also, we still have some more gift cards to Taqueria's Aranda Sports Bar and Grill that you can win. Four of those available as well. And not to mention, we still have tickets to that U of H Iowa State game that you can win. I see our guy Figgy, who's in the building. I see his videos at U of H all the time, and it looks like it's a hell of a time to go. I went there. I watched Kansas go out there and beat U of H. It's a fun experience. Good little spot there in Third Ward. So you can go out there and hang out and have a chance to win those tickets. All you got to do is get here, come here, sign up, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. If you're in the building, all you got to do is sign your name, put it in a raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. Come in here and get some good food, good drinks. It's a good time to be had in here.
Absolutely it is. I mean, it don't get no more H-Town than this right here now.
I tell you, shout out to
I'm proud of myself. Hour and a half, I've shown really good discipline.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm rooting for you. But right. I'm not going to be the one to knock the menu out your hand, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and do what you do. That queso did look good, but I walked away from it. Shout out to W.T. Johnson. Ron, hair looks awesome. Keep it. Appreciate it.
Telling you, I mean, it even looks better now that you cleaned it up. You edged that thing up.
It does look. Nice. I will admit, it does look better.
Significantly better.
Okay.
And you can pull it off. You got the black shades now that you've grown it out a little bit, and that edge up shows your natural hair color that goes with those black shades. Or you could go with the turtle shell frames on your glasses. Will go with the black hair and the orange hair. Yeah, man.
I'm telling you, it's gold.
My bad, that's right. What was the name of it?
Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely.
That's right. Yeah, Dark and Lovely. I think I'm gonna cut it off.
No, you're not.
Yeah, to get down to the roots.
I will not talk to you outside of 2 to 6.
What?
I will not.
No, man. It ain't me. Man, it looks better. I admit it looks better once you know.
I think it looks tremendous.
B took care of me, but I think I'm gonna get on down. That's why I didn't take it down to the roots. That's why I'm gonna cut it off.
It's got a real Ron flair to it right now.
It's good.
It's got a real Ron flair to it.
It's got
right
a
now.
Real Drewski flair.
No,
to it.
I disagree. He just make fun of himself. You're wearing it.
I mean, I'm making fun of myself.
No, man.
All right, I said this on the tease earlier. Now that it looks like right now, if odds would say that there will be no Joe Mixon, there will be no Damian Pierce, you'll be down to Cam Akers. But I don't know how much that changes what your expectation is for the Texans' run game on Sunday, because clearly when they played the Colts, the reason that offense looked better than it did on Sunday against the Bears, Clint, was the run game. And they ran the football at a dominant rate. Slowed up even the pass rush even more. They did not run it as well against the Bears, and their offense struggled. And some of that goes to the Bears' defense, but the Vikings' defense has been pretty good the first 2 weeks as well. And the thought is, what are the expectations to me for the run game? When you look at the 49ers, who run the same offense, now Kyle may have some different things, and obviously the parts are different, but it's the same system. They didn't run it great overall, but Jordan Mason, their running back who's been in there replacing Christian McCaffrey, he had 20 carries for 100 yards, and that's pretty good work from your starting running back, and that's what he did last week. So there was some level of success last week on 22 carries, the entire run game, including Stroud, everybody, Tank Dell as well. They rushed for 75 yards. What's the expectation against this Vikings team in which we saw them play a similar system the week before?
You got to run the football effectively. You got to run the football in a complementary fashion. It doesn't have to be as dominant and as heavy. You don't have to run it 40 times for 213 yards or whatever the hell you did against the Colts. But it's got to be in a complementary fashion. If you watch the Jets game last night, that's exactly what we're looking for. I don't care about – I think that Jets ran for 133 yards last night or something like that. I don't care about the number, but when you look at how they were able to stay ahead of the chains, they were able to catch the defense off guard from time to time in a run game. It was you got to run it in complementary fashion. In my opinion with the Texans, week one was – it's unfair to expect them to do that week in, week out. Week two, it's unacceptable. Like you cannot your run game, when you've got as much invested in your offensive line, I don't give a damn how good a defense is. Even though I think the Bears are going to end up being one of the top 3, 4, 5 defenses in the league, I firmly believe that if they stay healthy, you got to be able to go up against the best of the best and run the football effectively. And they did some things late in that football game, which is a big part of wearing them down and then taking advantage of them late. They did eventually break a couple of runs with Cam Akers in there. They eventually were able to make some hay on the ground. But I believe you've got to be significantly better than you were against the Bears in this football game.
Yeah, even without Mixon. I think you have to. I think that they can win a game in which CJ has to throw the ball 40 times.
Can.
I think they're capable of winning that game. But I think when you do that, Clint, and they throw it 40 times and there's not, as you said, run for some sort of success and at the very least keep them honest, I think what you're doing is you're bringing in the Vikings' best part of their defense. You're bringing in, and that is them rushing the passer and getting after the quarterback. And they have led the NFL in sacks the first 2 weeks getting after the quarterback. So I do think there has to be, like, hell, if 75 yards, no, I mean, I don't. That's not good enough, including Stroud, including Tank Dell, including Mixon, including Cam Akers. It's got to be better than that, and at least something that says to the Vikings, all right, we can't just pin our ears back and just go. We can't just do that because, yes, if the Vikings get to rush the passer 40, 45 times, Clint, yes, I think – you put the ball in CJ's hands, and that is a great place to put the ball in, and you could make big plays. But I think you also put the risk of them doing what they do best on defense, and that is rush the passer and cause turnovers off of that.
Yeah, look, I think if we get a little bit deeper into it, like what the Texans want to do is they want to run outside zone. What they ran and were really, really good against the Colts. You look at the receivers blocked well, the tight ends blocked well, the tackles were able to handle the Colts defensive ends. And then last week you get Walker and Sweat, and those defensive ends are built a little bit different. Those guys are going to be hard to pin inside and get that edge, and that showed true. That's exactly what happened with the Texans. And then their inability to come back inside and hit them where it hurts I think was a little bit concerning. This week – I feel like the Texans should have a much better chance this week to run that outside zone versus these defensive ends. I love Jonathan Greenard. He's a good edge defender versus a run, but he's not a guy that you can't run the football against, and you can't pin him inside. That's very possible, right? So I would expect them to be able to get that outside zone. I would expect them to be able to make a little hay in that category, which ultimately is what they want to do and really hang their hat on a run game.
But I think to the point you made right off the top, they have to have some level of success, some level of this to where at least the Vikings respect it, some level of that, because if they don't, that to me is problematic. All right. Coming up, our Saturday slate. There's some games this weekend coming up tomorrow. It is a football Friday, but also you know Saturday is included. Big weekend of college football. We'll give you our games of the week. And is this the week? Is this the week where we see some of these guys who have been missing a little bit get more involved for the Texans? We'll discuss that coming up next. All right, welcome back in as we are riding high here on a football Friday, and I've made the decision here. I've done it. They've given me the power. I don't even know if anyone gave it to me. I think I just took it, the power of when we give away stuff. But I have taken that power, Clint. I've got that power, and as we are live here at Aranda's Sports Bar and Grill inside of Taqueria's Aranda's, come on out here right now, right off Shepherd. Come on out, have a good time. It is starting to fill up, but we're getting close to 4 o'clock, and that's when people like to really kick this Friday off. We'll be out there at 6 o'clock. Coming up as soon as this segment ends, that's in about 12 minutes. As soon as this segment ends, I'm going to hook somebody up. I'm going to hook people up, three different people. I'm giving away three prizes at the end of this segment.
No, you're not. I'm doing it four.
I'm giving away
you're
three.
You're not taking it. No, you're not.
I am.
Nope.
We got about 12. I'm giving away
We got to do it before
three.
We run out of time, don't we?
All right, that's right. I'm giving away. So if you're in the building and you haven't signed, be listening up. Somebody is going to win tickets to the University of Houston as they host Iowa State. Somebody is going to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports, and somebody is going to win a gift card, $25 gift card right here to Aranda Sports Bar and Grill. And that's coming up as soon as this segment ends. So if you are on the way, you might want to get in here and fill your name out and put it in the with the raffle box that's right at the front. If you have not done so here, you might want to get at that, because you're going to have three chances to win. And that ain't the end. We still got plenty. You got three chances to win coming up at the end of this segment. So stay tuned for that as we continue to have a good time. All right, man, give me some of that CBS college football music. There it is. Oh, boy. Yeah, Byron, go ahead, give it to me. There it is, Byron. Gets me tickled. All right, we do this every single Friday. It is football Friday, but that don't just mean Sunday, Clint. That means Saturday, where you dominated as I sit next here to a two-time second-team All-SEC quarterback in Clint Sterner. Don't laugh at that. Clint Sterner, who is it that we found out she was tied with in yards all time? Somebody's a great player right now. But I forgot who it is. But we do our games of the week. And, Clint, I'm going to start here because we talked about this a little bit. There's a lot of games going on. There's USC as they play Michigan. There's a lot of games going on. For me, Clint, the game of the week is Louisiana Monroe at Texas. Because I know what you said yesterday about Arch Manning and him not being able to take the job for Quinn. But I think that is on the line. I think there is a chance that Arch Manning could make this thing really, 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 really interesting. My man went 9 of 12 for 250 yards and did something that Quinn can't do. Quinn can't run that fast. They put up a running and speed stat next to Tyreek Hill, Clint, and Arch was faster on Tyreek than Tyreek on Sunday. If Arch shows his legs and his ability to run, which is an entirely new dimension that Texas doesn't have with Quinn, I'm telling you, this is at least going to be a conversation that is pushed, and Sark is going to have to deal with it. I think this is a big, big, and this is an opponent made for Arch to look good. An opponent made for Arch to look good against. And if Arch rolls out here with four or five touchdowns again, oh, it's going to be pushed. It's going to be pushed. And Sark will have some decisions to make.
Well, Sark's already on record, I believe it was today or maybe it was yesterday, saying this is Quinn Ewers' team. He's a championship quarterback. And yeah, I can't.
Dan Canales said it was it was Bryce Young's team too, and then the next day it was Andy Dalton's team.
You talking about Dave? you mean Dave, not Dan? But I got you.
Canales, he said it.
Look here.
The next day, what?
I saw that stat, that little speed set, I can't believe of all people that you brought that up.
I didn't know he had it in it.
Of all people.
Been saving it.
Ain't nobody on
20 miles an hour. Did you know Arch can get it up to 20 miles an hour?
Man, I ran 14 miles an hour last week.
That ain't 20. And you wasn't on the field running, pulling away from people.
No, if somebody was chasing me,
I'd
have gone
faster.
Jeff
was shocked on that sideline last week.
I was just chasing wife in a vehicle.
okay.
Yeah, no, look. It's gonna be a fun game to watch, which I would not be interested in otherwise because of Manning. I get it. And there is something there with his legs. But I just think, if it weren't the University of Texas and the way that they've handled this particular quarterback situation to date, then I think you'd be on to something. But the way that Sark has handled it has been absolutely tremendous. And it's going to end up working out well for him because his quarterback room is going to be healthy for this year plus two more. And he's going to be at least in another college football playoff. He's going to be in two in a row, if not win it. So I think he's handling it flawlessly, man. And I think the Manning family, along with Arch, have made it very easy for him to handle it flawlessly. So I hope you're dead ass wrong, Ron.
Now, listen, Arch might come out here and not put together the game he put together last week. But I'm telling you, if Arch Manning comes out here and puts up another big performance like he did last week, that fan base is going to be clamoring. That is going to be. I'm telling you, it's like. I'm telling you, man. I'm not saying Quinn going to guarantee to lose it, but we're going to have some conversations. I bet today, Quinn might be 85%. Hey, let's sit another week, Quinn. Let's sit another week. So that's why that game to me is really interesting. All right, what's your game of the week?
Yeah, this is. I'm going to go with another SEC matchup, man. Tennessee at OU, I think, is a huge game. I've got Tennessee. One of my sleepers or one of my Cinderellas in A&M.
They're up to six in the country, aren't they?
Who?
Tennessee? Good Lord.
I'm looking.
Yeah, they got up to six.
This is not going to be as earth shattering as I thought. I picked Tennessee again with I thought that they would be in a college football playoff this year coming out of the SEC, and I thought Nico. I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name. It's a Hawaiian last name, I believe. Their quarterback. I picked him to be in the Heisman Trophy conversation this year. Not win it, but be in that conversation. And the Tennessee offense is absolutely lighting it on fire once again. Shouldn't be any surprise with Heupel running the show over there. But this kid is special, man. And that offense is humming. So them at OU, with OU, obviously, the story with them being new to the SEC, that is going to be one hell of a football game. Both teams are 3-0 right now. It's a night game on ABC, and it's, to me, without a doubt, that's the biggest game on the slate this week.
Yeah, it's a big one. We'll see. Oklahoma, I think they might get blasted. They have.
You think Oklahoma might? You like Tennessee in that game?
Yeah, I've watched Oklahoma and teams that they should be much better than, they've played a little too tight. Like listen, Houston is I like my man Fritz over there, but Houston is they're struggling, and that game was tight. That game was tight with Oklahoma, far tighter than it should have been. And Tennessee, they were bullies. They bullied NC State, and there were multiple plays where their offensive line's shoving people on the ground. Hurt, like I think Tennessee is a for real team, especially in this game. And this is not one. Sometimes you see a team that's number six in the country, and it's like, all right, things just kind of fell right. Certain teams lost, and they haven't lost yet. They had to move up. But I think UT, and I know that's hard for you, but I think UT is a really good football team that kind of knows where they're going. I think Josh, this may be one of the special teams that he potentially has.
You talking about Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not UT, but yeah.
Yeah, they call it this.
I'm okay with talking about the balls, but that's not.
They call them that sometimes.
I mean, I think the SEC did the right thing.
They call them UT out there.
That said, that they're going to call Tennessee UT because they were, they're obviously the first in the conference. So I'm cool with that. But I mean,
in my world,
there ain't never been but one UT.
I hear you. I'm just saying, in my time living in Nashville, they called it UT.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do over there.
Slipped up. Sorry, Tennessee. Tennessee, I've not pissed off some Longhorn fans. Tennessee. Someone texted and said, I'm a UT guy. I'm an arch believer, but Quinn is better right now.
Okay.
I'm not saying
No, look, I think there is legit an argument or a conversation to be had about who's better. I think Arch is, he's shown to be really, really good. But you just got a guy that's carried a team to a college football playoff, and you got a guy that just went on the road in the Big House against Michigan and lit it up, and is on a short list of Heisman Trophy candidates. Like, I can't do that.
I hear you, but I'm just saying, you all watch it. Arch, when Arch goes off, his go off is different. His go off.
Well, it was against UTSA.
No, it was against them. And I'm saying, if he goes off again,
sure.
And he adds that element of running. Some of you on here texting talking about it's Quinn's team. Okay. I'm just telling you, I don't think everybody will be saying that if he goes off and shows a completely different dimension that they don't have. All right, what you got coming up at the fourth?
Well, Bobby Slowick spoke, and everybody knows how I feel about Bobby Slowick. He's got some solid football horny audio that he's put out there. But this week, I think the running back is the big situation here in Houston. At least I hope that's not the case. I mean, I hope that is the case. I hope it's not the center. We'll see on at game time. But Bobby Slowick spoke about Cam Akers, the starting running back this week. I'll give you that audio. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.